Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic here with Dr. Amy Spolstra, and we are talking about autism here in Autism Awareness Month. And Dr. Amy has a very unique program called Focus. It has four pillars, and we're going to talk about those here in the second half of the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Oh, so glad. If you're just tuning in, you missed a great first half, but you're here in time for the four main pillars of her program. So why don't we start out with the first one?
Yeah, well, in order to give you the big picture, because actually this is part of our philosophy, we teach whole to part. We want to get the big picture and then pull the pieces down to have appropriate processing. And I think especially if people are listening to the radio. So we'll do that, and then I'll go over the first pillar. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Perfect. So first of all, just a little bit about how I created this. I am a chiropractor. I'm a pediatric family neuro-based chiropractor. Basically, we care about the spine and the cranium because it affects the way the brain's spinal cord works, and that's pretty important, as you know, being a chiropractor practices similarly. But I have sort of a unique situation. Before I was a chiropractor, I was raised by a behavioral optometrist, and most people have never heard of that before. But what it is there's a classical optometrist, and these guys are classical optometrists too. They can prescribe lenses. You know, that's what they're trained to do. But basically they do something that's also called vision therapy, and they're interested in not just visual acuity, like, do you need lenses, but they're interested in, eye movements and what the eye movements tell us about the brain. And that's really, really relevant when we're talking about autism and autism spectrum disorders and other neurodevelopmental disorders, because we're looking at imbalances in brain function when we're looking at that population, and deflections from typical or deviations from typical brain development. And so I became a chiropractor, and I really didn't know these two worlds were going to come together. I thought, this will be cool. I'll help people with back pain. Come to find out, I went to a great school, and we learned all about how it's really not about back pain. It's really about when the spine is misaligned, what it can do to the neurology below and how that changes the brain. So I found myself standing between, I literally say all the time, I was placed on this earth to do this work, and there's no doubt in my mind because I have a foot in multiple different professions. And I'm looking at what, people are doing, practitioners are doing with nutrition and with autism spectrum disorders and neurodevelopmental disorders. And, you know, they're getting some great results, and we're seeing some really nice improvements, and that's great. And then I'm looking at what neuro-based chiropractors, specific chiropractors, are doing. And they're seeing some great results, in their practice. But you know, they're not always seeing the same results, obviously. And across the board, same with the behavioral optometrist, same with the psychologist and all of these different areas. And I'm going, I happen to be standing between all these different professions. And that is where the Focus program came from. We said, look, I'm not practicing, developmental optometry or psychology or anything like that, but we're taking some of the concepts and fitting them into the scope that we can do clinically as chiropractors and saying, we need to put these pillars together. These professions need to be talking, right? We need to be collaborating. And many people know, you probably know, and most of your listeners do, that that's kind of a problem in healthcare. We get really isolated in our professions, and we don't collaborate. When if we started collaborating, we could see better results with our practice members. And so that's what the Focus program is. And so it's a combination of many different schools of thought and theories and clinical approaches, and it boils it all down to four pillars. And one is chiropractic, specific chiropractic, looking at how the stress, physical, chemical, emotional stress can affect the spine, what that does during brain development, early life, and that needs to be corrected. I like to call pillar one and pillar two being gut healing and nutrition, I like to call those pillars of the program and the clinical approach tilling the soil. And I say, look, we need to clean up the stress on the brain coming from the spine, coming from the gut, coming from nutrition, coming from lack of detoxification, and we need to calm, we need to put the fire out, right? We need to calm the stress down. Then pillars 3 and 4 are where we start encouraging change in the brain. And so we then need to go back and fill some of the gaps that we may have missed in brain development because of stress that was there. And so from the spine, potentially, from the gut, from nutrition, from inflammation. And so pillars 3 and 4 are, pillar 3 is neurodeflection retraining, where we're doing body movements, eye movements, cognitive games, primitive reflexes. It's one-on-one with my focus coaches. I also work with people training parents in the educational realm to do some of this work at home. I'm currently working on, we're releasing this year a seminar series for chiropractors to teach them to do some of this work in their practices. And then pillar 4 is mentorship and understanding what the brain does and what happens with behavior under stress. And so we need to understand how to parent and mentor and interact with these kids when their brains are under stress, because that's really important as well. So when you break it all down, we have pillar 1, chiropractic. We have pillar 2, gut healing, nutrition. Pillar 3, neuroreflexive retraining. Now we're into the building the brain. And then pillar 4, mentorship. And we put all of that together to help look for underlying challenges that may be existing with these kids with neurodevelopmental disorders or autism spectrum disorders, and help them improve their expression of life. Do we say we're healing any of these things, we're curing any of these things? Those are never words we use. We're saying we are looking to improve quality of life and expression of life in these individuals. So for all of you listening, one of the first things you can do if you don't have access, I mean, we're up here in North Idaho. We are, you know, we do have some distance outreach, and we do have some other trainings to get practitioners certified in this, but right now, what you can do if you're interested is you can find a good chiropractor, a good specific chiropractor in your area to start tilling the soil.
That's great advice. It's a good place to start. Now, you mentioned gut health and nutrition, and that's common lingo for you and I, but for the average person, can you explain a little bit about gut health and why that's important?
Absolutely. So it's kind of becoming more popular. So I think a lot of people are starting to go like, oh, yeah, I've heard that, but I still don't quite get it, right?
Right.
I understand that. The biggest thing is that we know that the gut is the second brain. We know that. We know that a lot of the same chemicals that are made in the brain are also made in the gut. And so we need to look at the health of the gut. We also know that if we have inflammation in the gut or stress in the gut, that we often see inflammation or stress in the brain. And, you know, the thing I always like to say, it's a pretty simplistic example, but you guys all know this. Everybody knows this intimate relationship between the gut and the brain. Just think about it. If you've ever had a sip of alcohol in your life, where did you put it? You put it in your gut. Where did you feel it? You felt it in your brain, right? Or we just had Easter, right? And those of you who are parents, you know, maybe your kids got some candy, a little bit too much sugar, maybe they got some food dyes and jelly beans. And what was their behavior like a couple hours later or an hour later or 30 minutes later? Not great.
Right.
Right? So they put it in their gut, and we saw that there was a relationship between what was happening in the digestive system in the gut and the behavior or the function of the brain, because behavior is really just a window to the brain, right?
Right.
And so we know that. We know there's actually one of my very best friends here is a speech pathologist. Both of her kids are actually in our program, not because they're on the autism spectrum, but because they have other neurodevelopmental challenges going on. So she's a speech pathologist, and she's going to start her PhD in, and what she's doing is she's working with in a PhD program, a whole bunch of researchers, amazingly intelligent people, that their whole niche is looking at the gut and the microbiome being the bacteria in the gut, and looking at how that affects every single function of the body. And so she's doing that. They're bringing her on as a speech pathologist because they're saying, hey, we're interested in how the gut and the health or ill health of the gut affects language development.
That's going to be fascinating to see their research.
Isn't it fascinating?
Yes.
it's so great. And so, you know, and for us, you know, we geek out all the time, this friend and I, because, you know, she's a speech pathologist. I consider myself a developmentalist. And so I'm going, we know that the speech development is merely a window into the brain as well. And so then how all of this ties together is very important. So basically, we have to look at the gut. You know, it's really common that people think, people will come to me and go, well, can't I just do the chiropractic portion, like pillar one, and then like the pillar three, where we're doing the body movements and like stimulating, rewiring of the brain and all this. And I say, no, you have to do all the pillars, because if we have a brain that's on fire because of what's going into the gut, and the gut's not healthy, therefore the brain's not healthy, what's the point? You know, we need to create a healthy human. We need to reduce stress in the body and the brain, and we have to look at that gut.
Absolutely. If you've just tuned in, we're here on Half Hour to Health. We've been talking with Dr. Amy Spolstra, and we are running out of time. It has been a fantastic show. We've been talking about autism spectrum disorder, and ways to approach that. Now, you do have some resources for the listeners at navigateyourhealing.com. So check out navigateyourhealing.com, also on Facebook. We would love to have you on the show to talk again, because this is such an important topic.
Great. Well, I would love to. Anytime. My passion is, this is, like I shared before, this is definitely my life purpose. And, I love sharing it, because I think one of the biggest things is people need to know that there's options, know that they do exist. And they are in control of choosing which route they want to go and how to integrate different therapies together. You know, even in my practice, our vision statement is empowering families with information to understand, take control, and improve their health. And that's why I like doing things like this.
You are an inspiration. Thank you for all you do. And thank you for being here with us on Half Hour to Health. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on WTPL and WEMJ.